Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, gang. And welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, if you're wondering what the noise is, I recorded this yesterday in the Legends Lounge at Selhurst Park. So there's a lot, you can probably hear Clint Morrison actually shouting alongside me. I wish he'd shut up. Anyway, we kick things off, of course, reacting to that very first Premier League game of the season. Crystal Palace hosted Arsenal. Here's how it sounded live and exclusive on TalkSport.
And then it begins. The 22-23 Premier League season. Fridays, Saturdays and Mondays will never be the same again.
Jesus has robbed him. Moved it through the legs of the defender. Gets to the edge of the box. Lovely bit of skill. Shoots towards goal. Blocked by the defender. Comes back towards Martinelli. He misses the target. Wide from the left edge of the six-yard box. Palace just hanging on by their fingertips against an Arsenal team that look insatiable when they get in the final third. Left-footed. It's very high towards Zinchenko. Far post. He heads the ball back across the face of goal. Martinelli is there with a header on target. And Arsenal score the first goal of the Premier League season from a header, from a corner. And Martinelli is celebrating.
Anderson, who heads it back across the face of goal. Edouard is there, saved by Ramsdale.
Certainly a great opportunity for him. A let off for Arsenal there.
And now Zaha in the number 10 position. Threads it through to Eze, who's faced up by Ramsdale. Makes a big save. And it's a big miss from Eberechi Eze. Saka takes over now. Dances into the box, gets to the byline. Low cross into the near post. Deflection and in. And whether or not Mark Guehi knew too much about it, it was his deflection that has taken it beyond Vicente Guaita, and all 3 points are secure for Mikel Arteta. New season, new cast, a much better first episode. The psychodrama that is often Arsenal Football Club comes up trumps on opening night. They've beaten Crystal Palace by 2-0.
Managers Mikel Arteta and Patrick Vieira both reacted to their team's first performance of the season.
For the first game of the season, of course, we are not happy of losing the game. I think we faced a really strong Arsenal side who played really well, especially the first 20 minutes. It was really difficult for us to get possession or to put more pressure on them with the way they were moving the ball. I think in the second period, we came back with a little bit more forward. We tried to get on their face and put them under pressure. But it was a difficult game for us and disappointed, of course, to concede those two goals, because especially the first one on the set pieces, this is something that we shouldn't concede. I think the way we reacted after the corner, nobody went to challenge for the first ball, and the second one was deflected. But the key period of the game is not scoring when we were in our strong period of the game.
Very happy with the results and again the 3 points and the clean sheet. Really tough to come here. We expected a big atmosphere. We weren't disappointed with it. I think they created a really difficult atmosphere for us here. We started the game exceptionally well. We looked a threat. We scored the goal. We should have scored more. And then coming here, you have to dig in and have difficult moments. We went through them as a team, and I think we showed a lot of resilience and mental toughness here.
Now, moving along to today's game, Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool travel to Fulham for their opening game of the season, live and exclusive on TalkSport at 12:30. He's been speaking to the media ahead of the game and said he expects a big challenge from all title rivals.
I think all the teams improved pretty much everybody tries to improve in the transfer market, using experience from last season and these kind of things. And then, but the only thing we can really or have to think about is our own stuff. And that's what is necessary anyway. If the other teams wouldn't do anything better than last year, for example, and it was difficult enough, then we have to improve anyway. And that's what we try, little tweaks. So I'm positive, but that's a problem. It's a bit my nature. So we will see.
But Jurgen Klopp lost his cool and went on a furious rant towards the media about the lack of criticism over the timing of this winter's World Cup in Qatar.
I was not angry at all before I came in, but when we start talking about it, I really get angry, because and with you as well, because you in my opinion, you understand, you misunderstand your job in these moments. And I say you'll be wrote it and stuff like this, but in the end, my problem is, as much as everybody knows it's not right, nobody talks often enough about it, that it will be changed. It's like with the climate. We all know we have to change, but nobody's really, what do we have to do and stuff like this? And I'm in that as well, no doubt about that. But it was really, why we wouldn't talk about that and just do it properly and say, ladies and gentlemen, FIFA, UEFA, stop. Premier League, FA, blah, 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 please start talking to each other. There must be one meeting where they all sit together. And the only subject should be the most important part of this game, the players. And that didn't happen yet. So this World Cup happens in the wrong moment for the wrong reasons, but everything is fine.
Now Antonio Conte's Spurs will get their season underway at home to Southampton today at 3 p.m. live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. He said he's very happy with his team's transfer window so far.
I know only this way to try to improve the club, to try to give a right direction. It's not simple because you have to try to not make mistake, no? Especially in the transfer window with the club. But I think we are doing good things with common sense and to try to improve the quality, to try to improve the squad, because in this season we are going to play and to face four competitions, especially Champions League and with Premier League and FA Cup and Carabao Cup.
Now, yesterday's breakfast show saw TalkSport's latest addition, Graham Souness, or Souness, giving his reaction to Sadio Mane leaving Liverpool, but spoke highly of Jurgen Klippity-Klopp's new signing, Darwin Núñez.
I think Mane, he's one of them that, you know, none of us were defenders unless Alan Brazil played there in the five-a-sides, I don't know. So I wouldn't imagine they run around too much in the five-a-sides. But, you know, you want to play against Mane. He's a proper warrior, wasn't he? I mean, you could kick him, he'd come back, you kick him, he'd come back, and then he'd start kicking you. I mean, he would challenge you physically from the first minute to the last minute. He will be missed.
Yeah.
But the boy Núñez, I think, I don't know what you guys think, but I think he'll be an outstanding success. I think he's a bit of a throwback in terms of his size, and he wants to run forward without the ball. I think he'd be a great addition.
And Graham Souness was also asked about his opinion on Cristiano Ronaldo's situation at Man United and how he would keep him at the club. Man United manager Erik ten Hag was also asked about his relationship between him and the forward. Not Graham Souness, Cristiano Ronaldo.
We all know how the game works. They would have been, his people, Jorge Mendes, would have been speaking to people during the summer saying, could you afford him, blah, blah. I don't believe that he's gone out on a limb and said he wants to leave without having something going on in the background.
Yeah.
Now, whoever it is, because again, only what you read, it would appear that there is still somebody out there for him, but they're not willing to show their hand. If from Man United's point of view, I think you would keep him. Ronaldo's got an argument to say he's been the greatest player that's ever kicked a football. His stats would suggest that. His longevity would suggest that. I would keep him. I don't think he'll get your goals. Well, he doesn't get goals against the big teams. The game passes him by a bit. He plays the width of the box now, but he gets goals. And you know, we all know how important goals are to the cause. Goals that you can be playing not very well, but if you've got a goal getter, it makes you look a very different team. That impacts on the whole team in terms of confidence and the way people are freer to play because they're not worried about popping off one and two touch. They take an extra touch when it's not going well.
I'm really happy. I told you before, we planned with the season. We have a top striker and I'm really happy. He is here, he's in the squad, and we stick to the plan.
Now moving to Jim White, Martin Keown returned to his normal Friday slot and didn't hold back. He discussed his thoughts on Chelsea's latest signing, Mark Cucurella, or Cucurella, no one really knows, and their chances of top four next season.
There's always a stop position, isn't there? But now they've gone out and paid 60-odd million for Cucurella. Hmm. That just seems to me nonsensical. Well, I think it's too much. As good as he is, I think there's still players out there that are better. To pay that kind of money, with Ben Chilwell still there, Alonso's still there, it does feel like it's panic buying. If you look at the last season, if I'd have to say in the top four teams, if there's one that could slide out of the top four, it could be Chelsea. Thomas Tuchel, I think, is an outstanding manager, but all of his support team around him has disappeared. So there's a bit of change there. The new owner's coming in. He wants to make a difference. He's on the eve of the new season. He's making a statement with that kind of signing. Tuchel's an outstanding manager, but they are under pressure. And looking at the emergence of Spurs, the way they are, Arsenal going really well, perhaps too well in pre-season, Chelsea are under a little bit of pressure.
Now, Thomas Tuchel reacted to the new signing and believes Cucurella, no one really knows, can help provide Chelsea with more options.
It helps in death, and it helps especially for Ben to escape the pressure of I have to deliver and we need you absolutely now. We have, of course, at the moment also on this position Marcus Alonso and Kennedy and Emerson. But hopefully when things go hopefully through, Marcus is the option on this position, and he can play, I think, very well in the back three. So it's a bit the profile of Aspi on with a left foot, and he gives us many options. And especially for Ben, he's very, very ambitious. Like always, he couldn't wait to come back to team training. He looks better and better, and at the same time, it seems that he needs a little bit more time to adapt to the rhythm and physicality of the match itself, which is absolutely normal.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, on yesterday's Andy Goldstein Drive Time show, Darren Bent spoke about Jordan Henderson as one of the greatest Premier League captains ever and would make him England captain over Harry Kane.
He is one of the most influential players in that team in terms of his leadership qualities on the pitch, the way he bosses people, and even when they lost all the injuries and then they lost him for a period of time, you really noticed it. So, as I said, you know what I think of Jordan Henderson. I played with him when he was a young kid, and to see him develop into this type of leader. You talk about arguably one of the greatest captains probably this country's seen as well, by the way.
Wow, that's a big statement.
You look at what he's done since he's been captain of Liverpool. They've won the lot. How can you question that?
Would he be a better captain, I'm putting you on the spot here, for England? I mean, you could question whether or not he's going to start if everyone's fit, because you've got Calvin Phillips.
What you would say, what you would say is that he's got a better winning mentality. He's more of a winner than Harry Kane is. So why not?
You can't argue with that.
You can't argue with that.
So if they both started for England at this year's World Cup, who would you give the armband to?
Well, Harry Kane's the captain, so you'd have to have it.
No, I know, but who would you? If it was a clean slate, so we didn't have a captain.
Jordan Henderson.
Would you really?
Yeah. You're talking about a guy, because people might go, he's won everything there is to win.
Yeah.
Champions League, Premier League, FA Cup, League Cup, Super Cup, Club World Cup. He's won the lot.
And what does that, as a captain, what does that bring to the rest of the team when you're in that dressing room?
He knows that there's going to be times in certain games where it might get a little bit sticky, but because he's been in these scenarios before, because he's a winner, he understands how to just calm everyone down. It's like when he wasn't starting games for Liverpool and they were winning games, Jurgen Klopp would bring him off the bench, maybe last parts of the game, certain aspects of the game, and he just calm everyone down. And I think, listen, what a player, and what a captain, and what a player, and a servant he's been for Liverpool.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.